brother. Oh, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Feeling strong. Feel empowered. Yeah, I get to hit the buttons. I'm driving the car here.
Well, that's good news, man. They got the right guy behind the wheel.
Why, thank you.
So I've been diagnosed with COVID.
No.
And it's an amazing thing, man.
Earl.
I thought that when you would, you know, wind up with COVID, and that you would really feel under the weather, and, you know, it was, you know, just a horrifying
thing. Well, yeah,
like
really, yeah, no fun at all. Even if, you know, you come out the other side fine, just one of those things that's
just
no fun.
So I've got a slight runny nose that I've had for, I don't know, about 4 days, and no major headache. None of these other things that they attribute to COVID.
Yeah.
And I went on yesterday and had the test run.
So you did one of the big boy tests, the ones that, you got an email today with the results?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Actually got it last night.
Nice.
So I had the test done at about 9:30 yesterday morning. And they said within 24 hours you'll get the outcome of it. But I actually got a call at 8 p.m. last night.
Yeah, that's the sort of turnaround I like to see. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And so I got a call from the health department of the city of Milwaukee letting me know that my test came back positive, that I have COVID. And that I should stay in place for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, this, you know, it's probably, you know, on the way down. And getting back, because I didn't even know I had it. Number one, the signs of slight runny nose.
Is that why you got tested, or was it this just routine? Just
slight runny nose.
Okay.
You know, and just to be on the safe side, decided to go ahead and get it done. And so, you know, there's no way I'm going to have to see a doctor or deal with anything, man. I've had colds worse. I'm just saying, man.
Let's keep it this way, man. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. But I really wanted to say that, and it just goes to show, man, and I'm a guy who's had both shots and the booster.
I wonder if that has something to do with your...
It has everything to do with it.
That's right.
With why, you know, if I hadn't had any vaccinations whatsoever, I would believe, man, that right about now, I would probably be, you know, in a hospital somewhere. The vaccinations have staved off what would be considered the worst part.
Facebook. Yeah.
What would be the worst part of, you know, of the, what I have. I really do believe that there's no way that I think I would be feeling as good as I do for somebody who has been diagnosed with the virus.
I'm putting that on the blessing side, man. We're blessed. That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, man. But it also goes to show that, you know, we've got people who don't want people wearing masks.
Yeah.
And they think that wearing masks somehow is not going to do anything to prevent the spread.
You can't control me.
Well, yeah. I just know that personally, it's had a positive impact on me because I don't feel. You know, I've had colds. I've had colds, man, that I have been worse off with. I don't get many colds.
He said it. He said it.
What?
Colds are worse than COVID. He said it.
Hey, no. I'm saying I don't get many colds, but I've had them. I felt 100% worse than what I feel now. Who do we have on the line, man?
We've got Michael from Madison.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? What do you say?
I say, hey, Earl, how you? I am so glad after your initial reluctance to get a COVID shot that you changed your mind and have done the right thing, my friend. And obviously, I didn't wish COVID on you. I gave you a hard time. I said, I'm worried about Earl getting COVID because you're old. But ultimately, you know, I think I know where you got that COVID. And you didn't even tell me you had COVID, Earl. But you
found out after you and I had our conversation.
Oh, I'm sure it was after that. But you were too busy bragging to me that you were on down the dial on Righty Whitey Talk Radio with Steve. You probably caught COVID from Right Wing Talk Radio World.
Hey, you know, Crudy, you're right. I remember early on in this process, I told you I wasn't going to get the vaccination. You're 100% correct. And I was just opposed to it totally. And somewhere along the line, when I started watching all of these people perish, and many of them I knew, because I don't really know, Crudy, if people really understand that black people have died more than 1.4 times the rate of whites per 100,000. You know, 178, compared to 124 per 1,000, 100,000. 178 per 100,000 people, black people, die of COVID, while 124 of 100,000 white people die of COVID. So it is more prevalent inside of the black community as far as death is concerned than it is inside the white community. So when I was watching black people that I knew die of it, Crudy, early on, is when my mind was made up.
Yeah. Well, Earl, I'm glad you came to that conclusion. Something interesting you could do: go look up the mortality rates in the state of Wisconsin, county by county, and look at the counties that you think of as being, let's call them, Democratic counties, like Dane County, and look at
it's the rural areas.
Republican county.
Yes,
well,
it's not just the
rural areas. Well, it's those areas that are primarily voting for Trump and being serviced by Republican legislators, including our beloved Waukesha, Earl. Waukesha County's got a much smaller population than Dane County and a substantially higher numerical, not just percentage, but numerical mortality rate than Dane County does. When I saw Dodge County had 300 COVID deaths, that seems shocking to me relative to the size of the electorate there, the number of people that live there, Earl. So, you know, sadly, Republicans, instead of trying to encourage their friends, guys like you, Earl, to get vaccinated, and you know what? I'm not saying we don't know, but maybe that shot and those boosters saved your life, Earl, because this is not a severe case. It's just a runny nose for you. But instead, Republicans have done just the opposite and have told their own constituents, don't do it. I don't think I'd do it. Trump wouldn't do it.
Go kill yourself
for COVID.
And you watch the conservative news outlets and on television and radio, and the ones who are telling the people not to get them, they've already gotten that.
Yep.
They've already gotten the vaccinations.
Not all of them. I saw Vicky McKenna at the state capitol with David A. Clark, and they were doing a Stop the Steal rally, but Vicky recognized me from that panel that you and I did. And
right.
She still got some goodwill because I said she was a workaholic, and she took that as a compliment. So, anyway,
she's a lot of other things too, but I can't say it. Like I told her, my mother raised me better than to treat a woman in that manner. But go ahead.
Well, unexpectedly, she showed more affection for me than I feel for her. And fortunately, we were outside because I asked Vicky about her vaccination status. And she said she was completely unvaccinated. And I said, you know, Vicky, we argue about policy and we have our own opinions. I said, but if you're wrong, you're going to die. Or at least you're putting yourself at a higher exposure of death. And at this point, you know how the Republicans always talk about freedom, Earl? Well,
right.
You know what? I guess at this point, enough of our population, I understand the whole thing with variants, but enough of our population has had the opportunity to get vaccinated. And if their free will tells them to go out there and be completely exposed to this killer disease, well, Earl, I guess that's their freedom.
You know, Crudy, that is the case, but I don't know how you reconcile that. You know, if that's what freedom is to you, and the fact that it's not just what can happen to you, but what you can do to others, that's not what my definition of freedom is, Crudy.
It's not what conservatives used to claim theirs was either, Earl. It was supposed to stop it. You know, I can do unto myself, but I couldn't do it to you, right? Freedom is freedom of my own free will. But as soon as it affects another person, at least conservative freedom, as it's always been described to me, that's where your freedom ends. It ends at my body. But that's not how these Republicans treat this illness that they're just fine spreading around. You keep yourself quarantined. Be good, big guy.
Hey, Crudy, is well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. We'll get to the phones. After we come back from the break, you're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. Be right back.